We're here to celebrate because Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, Pickens County have all shown me interest in finding out how they can divest.
Will Hodges of Carbondale is the organizer for 350 Roaring Fork.
I think it's going to be easy for our towns to send a letter to their investment funds.
After a recent rally in front of Carbondale's town hall that drew about 20 people, he asked the crowd to get on the climate change bandwagon and to sign a petition urging the town to divest from fossil fuels.
There's a worldwide movement of funds, universities, pension funds, foundations, faith organizations, investors, and yes, cities and towns and counties are one by one divesting from the fossil fuel industry, and every fund that divests increases the borrowing costs of this industry.
The crowd needed no arm twisting, having witnessed the local impacts of climate change.
Mary Catherine Conger. I live in Old Town and River Valley Ranch. I'm here because I really want the town of Carbondale to walk their talk. I feel strongly about divesting from the fossil fuels. We have a solar company, so it's been our passion to create green energy, and I just want Carbondale to be in alignment with that.
Sue Gray, why are you here?
I'm here because I'm a vegetable gardener, and I am noticing with the climate changing that we are having a hard time with our growing seasons lately, so vegetables aren't able to depend on a consistent climate to grow in. And what I'm concerned about is our worldwide food system will collapse at some point because of climate change.
Richard Votero. I live in downtown Carbondale. I'm here because it's getting too warm, even for Carbondale. And I noticed this summer, working outside, that I had to head for shade more often than I used to. So I think that's one of the big things, is that we just have to change our habits. That's the big piece.
The petition was presented to Kevin Shoresman, interim Carbondale town manager, on Friday, September 24th, and was discussed at the following town trustee meeting. Mayor Dan Richardson told KDNK that 350's request was a no-brainer.
It is such a small investment, so what it would mean is and this isn't even certain, but the worst-case scenario is we'd make a little bit less money on our $30,000 in investment. And, you know, municipal investments are usually pretty conservative, and so we don't make a lot of money on them anyway. So this really isn't a stretch.
He said the trustees would need to approve a letter to CSAFE, the Colorado Surplus Asset Fund Trust, which is the town's investment firm, asking the firm not to renew investments in Exxon and Chevron bonds after the bonds mature.
We would just simply request that CSAFE invest it differently, so they would find other funds to invest in, and so we wouldn't be making any decisions. We would just be providing them guidance in how we want to invest our money.
350 Roaring Fork has also approached the city of Glenwood Springs. Mayor Jonathan Godis says it's a reasonable request and fits with what the town is already doing to mitigate climate change.
Our grid is 100% renewable electric. You know, other ways that we're trying to tackle this with resiliency and redundancy in our infrastructure, to not look at the whole picture and try to figure out if we can make small incremental changes to the larger system, I think would be a lost opportunity.
In a letter to City Council, Deb Figueroa, Glenwood Springs City Manager, said that the city generally has around $25 million invested in funds or pools like the Colorado Statewide Investment Program, or CSIP, and CSAFE. In round numbers, these pools have 1% of their funds invested in fossil fuel securities. 1% of $25 million is $250,000. The letter also says if these pools sold this position on behalf of the city, it is possible they'd have to reinvest the proceeds in one or more securities that earn a lower rate of interest. If the city were to earn 2% per year less on $250,000, the impact to the city would be $5,000 per year. Jonathan Godis said that City Council will discuss the matter at tonight's meeting. Meanwhile, 350 Roaring Fork has started to rally on Friday mornings at the busy intersection of Highways 133 and 82 at the entrance to Carbondale. Friday, October 1st, was the first rally and only drew three people, including Will Hodges. But that did not curb their enthusiasm.
My name is Bonnie Drana, and I'm here because we need to do the work now or we're all going to pay the price later and our children are not going to have a beautiful world to live in.
So how is standing on the corner with a banner doing the work?
We're making other people aware of how we feel. We're inviting them to join us in our action, and we're networking while we're out here. By seeing the gas-guzzling vehicles racing by.
Hodges plans to be out there every week and will also be at the Glenwood Springs City Council meeting tonight to make sure the council understands what's at stake. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.